everyone. This is Courtney Edwards. You're listening to the Her Podcast from the Razorback Campers Sales Studio. This show's focus is highlighting women in the community who are making an impact, whether big or small. Okay, well, hi everyone. Welcome to the Her Podcast, and I'm here with this week's guest, Chris Gatta, and she is a tattoo artist at Spa City Inc. So, Chris, how long have you been a tattoo artist?
I've been tattooing for 14 years now.
Okay. And how long have you been at Spa City?
Almost a year. I'm still pretty new to the area.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did you get into being a tattoo artist? What made you want to do that?
Well, I've always been an artist. I was always drawing and painting as a kid. And then I got really lucky, to be honest with you. I did my senior project when I was still in high school on tattoos, and then from there I was offered an apprenticeship, so I haven't stopped since.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you're not from here, right? You're from California?
So I'm not technically from California. I moved here from California. I was there for the last 6 years, but I'm from Rhode Island.
Okay.
So home base for me is the East Coast, and then I've bounced back and forth, and now I'm here in the middle.
Okay. So how did you end up in Hot Springs, of all places?
My wife and I had been here a few times visiting a family friend, and we loved the area, so we decided to give it a go. California's expensive. We'd never be able to purchase a house there. Working, there's a lot of competition. It's just go, go, go. And we were tired of the rat race of a city like that, so we were ready to slow down a little bit.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So what are some of the big differences between Rhode Island, California, and here?
There's a lot. In the industry itself, California was, if somebody came in looking for a price on a tattoo, you didn't give them the price they wanted, they're just going to go two doors down to the next shop. Here, people are limited. I feel like they respect the price that you give them. Maybe that's because their options aren't as vast as they are on the West Coast, but I don't know. It's working so far. I like it. Yeah.
So you've only been here, you said, about a year?
About a year, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, this month will be 1 year for me. The end of this month will be 1 year.
Okay.
Here in Hot Springs.
So you started tattooing right out of high school in Rhode Island, right?
Yep.
So how old were you, 18?
I was 18.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you say is something that goes into being a tattoo artist that many people don't realize?
Probably a few things. Communication's huge. I feel like if you can't communicate with your client and you can't express something appropriately, there puts this big halt. You're building a relationship with someone. I mean, you're putting something on their body forever. So they need to feel comfortable with you. And if you can't communicate appropriately and help guide them for something that's going to last them forever, that's a huge, huge thing. So communication over the years is something that I've worked really hard on. Being able to talk to people, understand what they want, and guide them for something that's going to last a long time and look good for that amount of time as well.
Yeah. So what would you say is something that you might struggle the most with about your job? Not to say that you're bad at it.
But. No. There's struggles for sure, yeah. Probably still that communication side of things. Some people don't. They're so rigid in what they want. And even though you know that whatever concept they're handing to you probably isn't going to be the best in 5 or 10 years because of how they want it, and you've tried to express that with them, some people don't listen. They're very stuck in what they want. So you have to guide the best you can. Doesn't always work out, but I just try, and hopefully I can get through to people and give them something that's going to last the lifetime that it is.
Right. Yeah. So what would you say is your favorite thing about what you do?
Being able to build concepts with someone. Sometimes people come in and they show you a picture and that's exactly what they want, and that's totally fine. And then some days I get people that come in and they have a story that they want to tell on their skin. And when I can sit down and talk to someone and build an image that represents whatever they're trying to portray, that's probably the most fun that I get to have in my job. Like researching and really diving deep into a concept that this person doesn't have any photos for. It's a story, and I get to make the picture.
Well, you guys can't see, but Chris over here is covered in tattoos. I don't have any, but Do you have a favorite tattoo, and how many do you have?
I don't have a number anymore. I'd like to say I have one. They all connect, but I'm not there yet. I have a couple favorites, for sure. I actually recently just got tattooed on Wednesday by a girl in Texas who I've been following for a little while. So that one's up there because it's brand new for me. But I've been able to get tattooed by a lot of big names in the industry, people that I look up to, so that's always really exciting.
Have you ever tattooed yourself?
I have. It's not fun. You can't get out of your own head. It hurts. It's not a painless process. So sitting there doing something to yourself and knowing that it hurts and you're doing it, it's not a great idea.
Okay. Well, do you have a process of how you help your customers get through the pain process?
Everybody's different, but I've learned tips and tricks along the way with how I tattoo. I'm also pretty efficient, so a lot of what I do is black and gray realism. I'm quick with it. I've learned that cleaning with water and not using a soap for the majority of the tattoo doesn't light the skin up. Your skin isn't as red and irritated. There's a whole bunch of other things that you can do as well. Bactine is a big one. Using Bactine throughout your process helps numb the pain a little bit because there is lidocaine in there. So if I have someone that's sitting for anywhere from 4 to 6 hours, it's a painful process. I'm going to help them the best that I can so that we can both get through to the end of their tattoo.
Wow, you don't realize how much science might go into being a tattoo artist until you sit down with one. So what was your first job? Was it your apprenticeship outside of high school?
No, my very first job was at a gourmet dog bakery. I sat there and I counted cookies by the hundreds and put them in a bag. I was like 16, I think.
So were you sitting there bagging cookies like, man, I just want to tattoo people?
Pretty much, yeah.
Do you remember when you realized that you wanted to be a tattoo artist?
I don't know if I ever realized it. So that apprenticeship was offered to me, and most people seek them out. For me, it was still out of reach. 14 years ago, in a small town, in a small state, it was still a male-driven industry. It was still out of reach. You had older men tattooing. There wasn't too many females breaking into the industry at that point. So it didn't really feel real, and I always had a backup. I went to school for graphic design. I always had a second job just in case. I mean, it wasn't until probably 5 years in that I was like, all right, this is what I'm doing. And I had to just fully commit to it.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but you're currently the only woman artist at Spa City, right?
Yes.
Do you ever feel discouraged or anything like that? How do you feel about that?
No, I've been doing this so long. I'm used to being the only female in the shop. And the industry has changed so much. I get along with everyone. I fit right in with all the guys there. They're all great people. But the industry changing, I mean, you have younger people in there. You have so many more females in the industry now. It's just constantly evolving. So it's way different than 14 years ago when I started.
But I'm sure you being the only woman at this business specifically, it doesn't hurt you any, because I'm sure you get women sometimes that are like, is there a female that can,
yes,
that can do my tattoo?
Yep, absolutely.
And you're like, here I am, I'm the only one. So what led to your job at Spa City specifically? What drew you to that business?
I had done a little bit of research before moving out here. They had a great name for themselves. They've been in business for a long time, so that was kind of why my eye was on them.
Okay.
My wife was asking around, too, when she first got out here, any person she saw with a tattoo, she'd be like, where'd you get your ink? Where'd you get your ink? And everyone was saying Spa City. So I was like, all right, that's the spot. They have good walk-in traffic. They have a reputation. Their stuff looks great online, so that's what I went for.
For local content like this and so much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hotsr.com and clicking subscribe.
So do you have any future goals? Like, would you like to open up your own shop one day?
Maybe someday. Definitely not there yet. It's nice to slow down, and Ryan, the owner of Spa City, he makes it easy. So it's a great place. I don't see me opening my own shop anytime soon.
Okay. So do you do any other kind of art, or is it just strictly tattoos?
I do other art. Oil painting, a lot of wood burning stuff. I've done some larger scale mural pieces. I went out to California last January to help a friend out and painted a big mandala and floral mural on the inside of her tattoo shop.
Wow.
So, yeah.
How long did that take?
We got it done in a couple days.
So why specifically did you go into tattooing people rather than just sticking with making art that's not on people?
That's a great question. Artists don't make a lot of money when it comes to painting and sculpting, really anything, right? Like, those people aren't making their money until they're dead. You know, they become famous when they're deceased and their art's discovered. That's always been a struggle in the art industry. So anyone who goes for any kind of degree in art, it's a struggle. It is my passion. Art's my passion all day. Like, I love painting, I love tattooing, all of it. And I think that makes me a better tattooer, but tattooing is how I can pay my bills and fund my passion, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So if you had to choose one or the other, but money wasn't a factor, which one would you choose?
I don't know if I could choose. I'm down the middle. I'm down the middle with it. It depends on what day it is. Some days I feel like I can create something so different in a tattoo, but if I were to transfer that over into a painting, it wouldn't be there, because I don't paint in the same manner that I tattoo. They're two very different styles for me. So having both lets me express in those two different ways.
Right, and when you're tattooing, it's almost like you're trying to express someone else's views instead of yours.
Exactly.
That's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
So do you ever get stressed out because of your artwork being on a human being forever?
Sometimes, yeah. If it's a new style for me to try or something that I haven't done before, there's a little stress there, but I just have to slow down and trust that I know what I'm doing and the process. I think more of my stress comes from researching things and being able to find reference that I need to create whatever that person wants. So if I'm struggling within that process, that's what'll get me a little bit more worked up before a tattoo.
So do you have something that's your favorite thing to tattoo on someone?
I'm all over the place. So I really enjoy sacred geometry. I don't get to do too much of it. It's a very niche style. Something that I think is kind of working its way into this side of the United States, but it's still up and coming a little bit. So, and it's also a very, it's pattern work. I mean, there's layers, there's dimension, but it's not a picture in a sense of, it's not your dog's face or, you know, Saint Michael. So that's something that I enjoy, but I don't get to do much of. Other than that, I love tattooing statue work. So really anything black and gray, statue, angels, Greek imagery, Greek mythology, all that stuff is really cool.
Wow. So is there something that you get tired of seeing people come in to see? Or come in to get tattooed?
I'm going to say tribal's going to be the top one for me. I don't do much of it these days. But every once in a while, you get somebody that comes in.
Which, not to say you judge them.
No, not at all. Everyone has their own thing.
It's just common, huh?
Yeah.
So why would you say offering tattoos is a passion of yours? Kind of similar to the other question, comparing it to just the regular art that you do, not on someone's body. Why is it important to you to be able to offer art for people's bodies?
A lot of people come in and they say it's their therapy. So expressing yourself through putting images on your skin, people are telling a story. Some people just sitting through that process, releasing those endorphins, it is a form of therapy. Like, it calms them down. They're like, I feel so much better now, you know, and you have these conversations with people. I really do build relationships with so many of my clients so far past just tattooing them. They come in and they'll talk to me about everything that's going on in their life. It's nice to be able to do things for people beyond just tattooing them. Yeah, their tattoos can mean something, and it can be a memorial piece for a loved one. So that's a huge piece right there. That's an enormous responsibility. But just to be able to sit and listen, that takes a lot too.
So you're kind of like a tattooer / therapist every day.
Most of us are, yeah.
So how would you say, or what would you say makes you stand out from other tattooers?
That's a hard question. I think more of it's my personality. I think it's the communication aspect. There's a lot of people that won't talk to you while they're tattooing. Some people can't. They can't focus. Some people, they want to get their work done, and that's it. There's like this hard barrier. I like to be friendly. Like, I want to get to know who I'm tattooing, and I want them to feel comfortable. The more comfortable you are, the better you're going to sit, the better experience you're going to have, the more likely you are to come back to continue a piece or add on to it. So I think that communication part, that's key. I think that's what makes me stand out the most, is being able to build a relationship with someone.
And even afterwards, it's almost like when you're done, they'll have a piece of you forever, and you'll almost have a piece of you on them forever. So
yeah,
you're connected forever. So how would you say you're able to make the biggest impact in the community? Whether it's just offering extra cleanliness for tattooing or friendliness, how would you say you're able to make the biggest impact, especially on the tattoo community?
I think bringing new ideas in, different methods, different ways of going about things. Being from the East Coast, moving to the West Coast, working at a bunch of different shops, understanding the way things work, and accumulating a bunch of knowledge from so many different people, I think that's super helpful. Cleanliness is obviously huge. I take pride in how I set up and I clean up. And it always goes back to communication for me, the friendliness. I think in the beginning, where I started tattooing, it was, you had to build that relationship before you even got the appointment. So we were answering the phones, talking to the people that walked in. To get that person in the door was the artist's responsibility. There is no front desk person. There's nobody else to help you with that process. So if somebody comes in and you're having a bad day and you're a jerk, they're gonna leave. And that was, if it wasn't your money, it was your coworker's money that just walked out the door. I think being able to talk to people, teaching other tattooers how you can communicate to get your point across, I think that's one of the main things that I have to offer to the tattoo community and to the people who are getting tattooed.
So I think that might be another way you stand out too, because when you just think of a stereotype of a tattoo artist, you think of this big, tall, muscular guy covered in tattoos, and then here we have this sweet woman with this just womanly voice, and she's like, yeah, I'm just very friendly. Yeah, you're breaking the stereotypes, right?
Yeah, I'm trying. Okay. I'm trying.
Well, was there anything else you wanted to talk about? Maybe something you thought I might ask you that I didn't?
I don't think so. You asked me some good questions, though.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah.
I guess we'll call it a wrap then.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening to the Her Podcast from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us every Tuesday as we highlight local women and discuss how they are making an impact in the community and what got them to where they are today.